Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev. Before we get into today's teaching, I want to share a quote with you. President John F. Kennedy once said, let every nation know, for that wishes us well or ill, we shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and success of liberty. And to that, we say hallelujah and
amen.
Amen, that's right. Now on this sensational Sunday, let's turn our attention the seven things that God wants to show us. This is kind of a continuation from yesterday. But first, a brief review. First, God wants to show us the way to eternal life. Psalm 25:4, easy to read version. Lord, help me learn your ways. Show me how you want me to live. When God shows us how he wants us to live, what do we do with it? Here's a question. Do you keep a journal or a notebook where you detail the divine directives you receive from the Lord? When you read or pray, you should always keep something close by where you can record any insight, revelation, spiritual discovery, or directions you receive.
Number two, show me a sign. In Judges 6, verses 17 and 18, Judges 6, 17 and 18 in the Classic Amplified, it says, Gideon said to him, if now I have found favor in your sight, then show me a sign that it is you who talks to me. Do not leave here, I pray you, until I return to you and I'll bring you my offering and set it before you. And he said, I will wait until you return. Our signs may not be angelic encounters or flames coming out of a rock or fleece that's wet or dry, as Gideon experienced. But God is speaking to us this and every day. But we need to be able to listen, and then he desires truly to guide our steps.
Yes, he does. Number three, show me the love. John 14:15, Classic Amplified. If you really love me, you will keep, obey my commands. John 13:35, Classic Amplified. By this shall all men know that you're my disciples, if you love one another. Keep on showing love, even among yourselves. In other words, what God's saying is, don't tell me you love me. Show me by how you love others.
Number four, show me mercy. Again, back to Psalm 25, this the 15th through the 17th scripture. In the easy-to-read version, it says, I always look to the Lord for help. Only he can free me from my troubles. I am hurt and lonely. Turn to me and show me mercy. Free me from my troubles. Help me solve my problems. The first eight words of Psalm 25:15 are powerful. It says, I always look to the Lord for help. He should be our first resort.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Now let's pick up where we left off on yesterday's call. Number five, show me favor. Favor is the irresistible charm of Jesus flowing through you to every person you meet, whether they know you or not, whether they're Christians or not. Psalm 86:17. Hallelujah. That's great. Show me a sign of your evident goodwill and favor, that those who hate me may see it and be put to shame. Because you, Lord, will show your approval of me when you help and comfort me. I like that scripture. The favor of God allows us to walk into any room, meeting, venue, or anywhere else with the absolute confidence in knowing that our great God, Jehovah, is flowing through us. Psalm 119:132. Classic Amplified. Look upon me, be merciful to me, and show me favor. as is your way to those who love your name. We want you to know how to move in God's supernatural favor. And you'll find an amazing answer in Acts 2:47, which says, praising God and having favor with all people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. According to Strong's Concordance, the Greek word for praising is G134, and it means to praise, extol, to sing praises and honor to God, to allow, recommend, to promise or vow. Praising comes from a Greek word, G136, that means a saying, proverb, praise, laudatory discourse. When we begin to praise the Lord, we change the spiritual atmosphere.
Amen.
Wherever we are and whatever we're going through. If you feel like the hordes of hell have carpooled and are headed to your house, just start praising God for what he's done and is doing with your life. Start with the basics. Thank God for being able that you can breathe on your own, to hear others speak and be able to speak so others can hear you. When words of praise flow from your lips, circumstances change, adversaries flee, thoughts are purified and energized by the Holy Spirit, which leaves a spiritual confidence with every person that you meet. And if you really want to get excited, go to YouTube and search for I Just Can't Stop Praising His Name by Ron Canole. It'll light your fire. Hallelujah.
Amen. Number six, this is it. Show me the money. In Matthew 22, verse 19, Classic Amplified Bible, it says, show me the money used for the tribute. And they brought him a denarius. In Matthew 22, verses 15 through 22, it tells a powerful story, really, about the Pharisees trying to get Jesus to make a mistake. Wow, that's funny.
Good luck with that.
That's it. But let us back up five chapters to Matthew 17, verses 24 and 27, and it reveals how Jesus showed Peter the money, how to get the money for the taxes. It says, and when they were speaking of Jesus and Peter were come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, doth not the master, your master, pay tribute? Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go to the sea and cast an hook and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. That take and give unto them for me and thee. And that's how Jesus answered him. The tax collectors frankly asked Peter if Jesus paid tribute to Caesar. Peter reassured them and presented the matter to Jesus, who promptly spoke a word to Peter that was really beyond natural reasoning. Jesus told Peter to go down to the sea and cast a hook, and the first fish he caught would have enough money to pay both their bills. When we act upon the word of God, he will show us the money, even from some of the strangest places. We do have to tell you that we love Amos 4, verse 5, Contemporary English Version. And truthfully, it's the way that I'd like to operate. The verse says, bring offerings to show me how thankful you are. Gladly bring more offerings than I have demanded. You really love to do this. I, the Lord, have spoken.
Great scripture.
Interesting scripture.
Yep. Number seven, show me your faith. James 2:18, Amplified Classic. But someone will say to you then, you say you have faith and I have good works. Now show me your alleged faith apart from any good works, if you can. And I, by good works of obedience, will show you my faith. Show me your faith is an action, because we exercise our faith by our actions. Here are seven keys to exercising our faith. First, what you do in life will be a reflection of what you've learned. John 8:38, Classic Amplified. I tell you the things which I have seen and heard at my Father's side, and your actions also reflect what you've heard and learned from your Father.
Second, our greatest desire should be that our deeds reflect His instructions. In Psalm 119, verse 5 in the New Living Translation, it says, "Oh, that my actions would consistently reflect your decrees."
Third, faith must be in action or will always be inactive. James 2:17, Classic Amplified. So also faith, if it does not have works, deeds, and actions of obedience to back it up, by itself is destitute of power, inoperative, dead.
Fourth, it's a team effort. Faith, knowing what God's word is true and realizing that, and then actions which unleash that faith into the natural realm and cause things to happen. In James 2:22 in the New Living Translation, it says, "You see, his faith and his actions worked together. His actions made his faith complete."
Fifth, you'll be rewarded for the actions you take and consequences when you don't. Proverbs 24:12, New Living Translation. Don't excuse yourself by saying, "Look, we didn't know." For God understands all hearts, and he sees you. He who guards your soul knows you knew. He will repay all people as their actions deserve.
Sixth, our commitment to bring glory and honor to his name will automatically bring success to ours. In Proverbs 16:3, one of my favorite scriptures, Proverbs 16:3 in the New Living Translation, it says, "Commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed."
Seventh, you will be paid for your faithful actions. Revelation 22:12, Classic Amplified. "Behold, I'm coming soon, and I shall bring my wages and rewards with me to repay and render to each one just what his own actions and his own work merit." Now, here's the bottom line, and we think it's found in Psalm 143:10 in the Contemporary English Version. It says, "You are my God. Show me what you want me to do, and let your gentle spirit lead me in the right path." Wow.
Wow.
Show me is an action phrase. It's about doing and not just about talking. If we want to move into a deeper revelation, but an even greater manifestation of his blessings, then we must be actively following and implementing his instructions.
But the key is this: we have to know what the Word of God says. If we don't know what the Word says, we can't put it into action by our faith, and we will not receive success. Knowing the Word is the key.
Absolutely.
And then doing it.
A follow-up to this, you should make sure you dial in tonight or
watch or Facebook, yeah, or whatever.
Yeah, Sunday Night Live.
Amen.
The teaching tonight is 7 ways to keep your focus focused.
All right.
And a
few more weeks in this year.
That's it.
But it's time to keep our focus focused.
Absolutely. You can watch it either by going to haroldherring.com, click the button that says Sunday Night Live, or you can watch it on Facebook, the Harold Herring page on Facebook. You can see the live stream on Facebook. Either way, make sure you check it out. And by the way, if you've been blessed by the teaching, go up to our website where it says haroldherring.com. Click on sow a seed and just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. So until tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.